Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
That's right. It's Travelling Tunes time. Morena, Kirsten, how are you?
Morena. I'm hanging in there. I got a little stuffy nose this morning, but
poor you.
Try not to use too many letter B's.
Oh, man. I know the lurgy's going around out there, but we've got a really fun, you know, kind of cool topic to talk about today.
Yeah. Like, so I had called it family, which is why when I was searching to make sure I had it done it recently, you know, trying to keep all the topics fresh. Mm. 3 years ago, I had done siblings, but because I had called it siblings, it hadn't like come up. And I was going, have I done family yet? But anyway, we've ended up with sisters. So it is a slightly different topic, I guess, and different people than we played 3 years ago. And it's so many bands anyway, like the topic's worth doing. So I guess, you know, thinking about how many bands actually have siblings in it, which is kind of an interesting phenomenon. I mean, I guess with bands, you get the, you know, we met at uni, or, you know, like the Beatles did, and then they bring in a mate, or, you know, someone on your street, or, you know, families where people knew each other and often started playing music as children. Mm. And it's such a huge phenomenon. Like, you know, think about like the Bee Gees. Mm-hmm. The Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. And what's funny, there was heaps of other bands with siblings that I didn't know. Like, I didn't know AC/DC, the Kinks, the Dire Straits, I didn't know had brothers in it.
Wow.
I guess Oasis we all know because, you know, they fought.
That's true.
Devo was another one that I hadn't clicked. My Chemical Romance. Now, some bands give it away with the title. Like, the Neville Brothers, or yes, the Isley Brothers, and there's some sister ones, old ones, yeah. Andrew Sisters, the Lennon Sisters, and then even like a band called the Partridge Family, and I guess the other category. So we've got brothers, sisters, well, songs with it in the, you know, in the title, married couples, like, yes, you know, Sonny and Cher or the White Stripes. Those don't tend to work as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess there's a lot more kind of variability in that. I guess the glory of having a family member in the band is like they're your flesh and blood, you know.
You might not always like them, but you have to love them.
Mm.
That's the thing.
Yeah, but, you know, you think about Oasis guys, I'm fighting so much. Mm. I mean, it would be hard. I don't know, we've all got siblings, different relationships, but sometimes you'll treat your siblings worse than you treat, like, another person, you know, because you can kind of tell them off, but they're still there. Mm, I've been totally in a band with my cousins, and yeah, they were four brothers, and they were, you know, angry with each other a lot. And because I was the cousin, they were a little nicer to me. But yeah, it's a thing. Well, because like this first track is by a band called The Breeders, and what's funny is, when they started the band, Kim Deal, who's also very famous, and I'll mention in a minute.
Yes.
She was in a band called the Pixies, and she felt, you know, just not sort of, you know, upfront enough in that band. She was the bassist. This was from a period where every band had a woman bass player. I don't know. It was just a weird phenomenon. We could do that as a topic,
it's
too.
It's just a thing.
But anyway, so she started her own band, obviously, you know, highlighting it as a women's band. Is called The Breeders, right? And this is so typical. So she brought in her twin sister, identical twin sister, who had never actually played. And wow, they bring her, because that happened with my cousins as well. You know, one of them got assigned to the bass. He never played the bass. But so I can just imagine, you know, the fights in the garage. Mom, he's low. but yeah, so twin sisters in the band. So this is from 1993. I mean, there's actually four people in the band, but to have twin sisters is pretty cool. So this is Cannonball.
Thank you.
twins.
Yeah, identical twins.
Crazy. Someone, do you think they've got like a sixth, like that twin, what do you call that?
Twin sense.
Yeah.
Twin sense that makes them really tight as musicians.
Yeah, they can just like give them the eyeball. The other one knows, we're changing to the key of G.
Someone brought up that Hans Puckett has twins in the band, which is cool.
I love Hans Puckett. They're an awesome band.
Yeah, so it's unusual, but like it's really cool to think about it. I mean, you know what? Those of us who aren't twins, we're always fascinated by people who are.
Oh, yeah.
I've always been like, ooh, I don't know how they feel about that. Sorry, twins, we're objectifying you.
There is kind of like a fascination, eh?
Yes, I know. And then especially identical to you, it's like, how does that feel when he walks in? Do you think, yeah. Okay, so this next band is a weird story. So this is the band called Coco Rosie. Mm-hmm. One of them's Coco, one of them's Rosie. And it's the first time I've seen on Wikipedia when it says where did they start? It's got a little thing, where, they don't know. And that's because they've got like a weird story because they didn't grow up together. They grew up quite, well, they were like apart for 10 years before they found each other and started the band.
Wow.
One was born in Iowa, one was born in Hawaii. And in fact, even like the descriptions of the band, like, someone called them bizarre. You know, like, it's just not that family story, I guess. But maybe they, you know, the linkages, like you were talking about before, goes beyond, like, time spent together. Goes, you know, because they are, you know, siblings. One of the genres, so I always like to see, like, how people describe the genre of the music. So, you know, some people said it was folktronica, freak folk, New Weird America, which I had not come across that before. I'll add that to the roster that we'll do New Weird America.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes. Instead of old normal America, but okay. We'll have So, and also the video for, I mean, I'm sorry, radio listeners. The video for this is really cool. It's kind of them dressed up in sort of black old-timey dresses, kind of like Salem, you know, the witch trials.
Yeah.
You know? So I guess that's kind of a girl power sort of nod as well, you know, when you know, women, you know, because they were so interesting and had so much talent, they were considered witches. So this is Coco Rosie Gallows from 2010.
About it.
Yeah, and actually I was just thinking about it. I had to just look it up. There is sort of a meme out there of creepy twins, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, yep, totally. Like The Shining.
I mean, The Shining. Mm. I mean, these girls aren't twins, but in the video they're dressed very similar. So apparently there's some creepy twins in American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. And one of the worst movies of all is Dead Ringers. Ooh. These horrible twin gynecologists. Oh, oh, it's so bad.
No. That sounds terrifying.
It is terrifying. Don't watch it.
Gynecologist is terrifying go, enough.
Not even going to sleep after hearing the premise of it. That's a really interesting story, the fact that, you know, they could find each other after a period of time.
Yeah, and even their background's interesting, that they're possibly part Native American, and the mother was, like, super into sort of spiritualism and raised them kind of, you know, weird, you know, because she believed all sorts of stuff. And then their dad was Syrian, you know, so just, you know, sort of outside, I guess, you know, other people that they would meet, you know, coming from such a sort of unique family. But yeah, so they sort of have certain sort of, you know, interesting oddities about them. And yeah, and to sort of find each other and form the band, so that even confounds Wikipedia, like when? It was just... And where, you know, where were they when they formed, you know, because they're...
We need some, like, biological studies on, like, family bands, I think, because there's something to be said about, you know, growing up listening to a lot of the same music and that forming your musical abilities, but then you've got bands like this who didn't grow up together, so there's got to be some sort of bloodline connection or something.
Yeah, you've got your thing. Well, one thing I think about is how they sing so well together, you know, like the Beach Boys and, like, the Bee Gees, you know, when your voices are, like, similar.
Yes.
And then you're harmonizing together.
The text line is
going crazy.
Alight with Kitty, Daisy and Lois, Clementine and Valentine, Kiwi example. Someone said AC/DC had almost telepathic rhythm playing, which I think is...
Interesting.
Yeah, a really interesting little pickup. And then someone's put Sister Sledge would have to be up there.
It's so funny you say that, dear texter.
Yeah. Now, before we play them, because, yeah, we have to go out with that. It's so joyful, you know?
Yeah,
it's a joyful family thing. Just learning more about them. Like, their mom was their manager, and now some of the sisters still perform separately, ones with, like, the Sledgendary, but with, like, some of the nephews and their kids. Like, they're still, like, now it's like that extended multi-generational family. Their grandma was an opera singer, so they got their start singing when they were little kids as Mrs. Williams' grandchildren. Oh my god.
Oh,
so
that's
cute.
So cute. Oh.
Yeah, so this is the ultimate sort of family band song, and it's sisters. So yeah. We Are Family. Oh, produced by the great Nile Rodgers people that are into that sort of music from 1979.
Amazing. Okay.
So groovy. Thank you so much, Kirsten. You've opened everyone's eyes. Everyone is throwing people who are siblings at us through the text line, and we love it.
Who doesn't love a family
band?
Well,
yeah, go get your kids some piano lessons and make them form a band.
Totally. I think it's a tried and tested formula for good music.
True. Yeah, you're right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kirsten. We're going to head you out on We Are Family from Sister Sledge.
Okay, Sledge.
See
thank
ya.
You.
Bye. We'll be right back.
just begun to get our share of this world's delight. High hopes we have for the future and our goals in sight. We know we don't get depressed. Here's what we call our golden rule. Have faith in you and the things you do. You won't go wrong. Oh no, this is our family jewel.
Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.